Hey, babe. I know we've only been seeing each other for a little while, but I want to tell you something. I might have practiced saying this a few different ways in my head already. I gotta warn you, it's gonna come off sappy at first, but hang in there because it'll get sexy soon. I promise. It makes me happy that I feel so comfortable with you. I feel like I can really be myself and express my desires. I like how open-minded you are, and I know you'll accept me no matter what I'm into. I love how down you are to explore, to play around with things you find interesting. You make me feel wanted and safe in a lot of important ways, especially sexually. I really appreciate that about you. I hope you feel the same way with me. So, here comes the sexy part, as promised. I have a question for you. While we're on the subject of mutual experimentation, is there anything you've been interested in trying together? Anything, really. You know I'm open to negotiating. I really like the sex we have, of course. I think that's clear to everyone, even the neighbors. Nothing's wrong. I'm just trying to find the right words. I don't mean to make you anxious. So I was thinking about it, and basically I've been almost totally neutral in the bedroom so far. I think maybe I've even been leaning more on the submissive side since we met. No, it's true. Remember we were making out hardcore and grinding into each other the other day? I teased you by saying something about finally being on top for once, and you shoved me off so you could climb on top of me immediately. Which was hot, don't get me wrong. That's kind of the point. I want more. Don't worry, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm happy that you're happy. So am I. And I don't mean to make this whole thing seem like a setup, but there is something I'd like to try with you. Specifically, I'm wondering if you'd like to see what my dominant side is like. You've thought about it too? What did you have in mind? Okay, great, go ahead. We can try new things together from both sides by switching. You're right, that sounds perfect. Can you think of any activities you'd like to try in particular? Biting. Scratching. And spanking. Well, good news, babe. I like all of those things, giving and receiving. So consider me an enthusiastic yes to all. I'm game for switching with you, but with one caveat. I need to go first. No. I'm not talking about getting off. We can do that whenever you want. I'm talking about topping. I want to be in charge first. From past experiences, I know that if I receive pain first, I'll go right into a submissive mindset, and that'll make it way harder to be dominant for you later. Thanks for understanding. I love that we can be honest and talk all this out. I want it to be really great for both of us. So, if I understand correctly, this is what we've agreed on. You want to try biting, scratching, and spanking from both sides of the DS slash. I'll top you first, and I'll be sure to check in with you during. Any limits? Got it. No blood, no bruising. Totally doable. When you're ready to switch, just let me know. Well, there's no time like the present. You want to get warmed up by making out for a bit? Love your mouth, your lips, your tongue. Kissing you is so fucking good. Can I nibble on your bottom lip a bit? Yeah, baby, moan into my mouth. That's the good stuff. why don't we explore a little more with the teeth now? Would you like for me to gently bite your collarbones? They're so close. It's very tempting. Just let me take your shirt off for you. That's right. You can touch me. Run your hands up and down my body. I want you to grab me when I make you feel good. You're allowed to touch me anywhere you want right now. But like we agreed, you're not allowed to hurt me. I'm on top right now. I'm in charge. Understand? I can tell you like that, baby. Me taking control, dominating you. The firm tone in my voice you've rarely heard before. It makes me very happy. I want to make you feel so good when you're beneath me. I'll alternate the soft bites with some harder ones now. Tell me or tap my arm if they get too intense or you can't speak, okay? How does it feel, baby? Good? Good. Pain doesn't have to be the only sensation you get from this mouth of mine, you know? Would you like something a bit sweeter? You've got it. Take your pants off and turn over for me, babe. That's right. Get naked and get on your stomach. Once you're ready, I'll get on top of you and I'll use my teeth from behind. This position adds an element of fear, doesn't it? Me on top of you. My weight pressing you down. Holding you against the bed while you shiver. You're just waiting for me to hurt you in a way you'll enjoy. Aren't you? Soon you'll feel my teeth again, biting into your shoulders. But this time, there's going to be pleasure mixed in with the pain. I'll be licking you and blowing air across your skin, mixing the sensations together. I think you'll really like it. Ready? I can see how much you're enjoying this, baby. The way you're reacting to my touch. I love having you beneath me. Feeling you shudder with pleasure as my teeth graze your skin. And speaking of skin, your back is just begging to be marked by some pretty scratches. Gently, of course. I remember. No lasting marks. I can drag my nails down your body, starting harder and ending very softly. Those sweet red trails will be gone by morning. I haven't even started yet, you're already wiggling around. Do you think you need to be held down? I agree. Put your arms by your sides, please. If I kneel on them, you can't misbehave. You like what I'm doing to you now, right? This is to restrain you, not to hurt you. So tell me if I'm being too rough, okay? I love watching you react to what I'm doing. Feeling you twitch and wince under me as I scratch up and down your back. Up and down. Over and over. Hearing you gasp as I run my hands back up, and you get more sensitive with every pass. Seeing your goosebumps as I trace gentle swirling patterns there. I wonder, Can you feel the heat of my arousal? Can you feel the warmth from the place between my legs, pressing against you as I hold you down? Yes, I think you can. By the way you're whimpering and squirming, I think you're feeling thoroughly aroused yourself. Am I right? You know, holding you down while I do this isn't keeping you still at all. Would you like to be punished for that? A spanking, perhaps? No, you don't have to do anything wrong to receive punishments. I was just teasing you. I'll gladly spank you anytime, baby. No misbehavior necessary. I'm gonna get off you now. Stay on your front. I'll lie along your side so you can feel my presence. My dominance. Supporting you and controlling you while you're nude and face down on the bed. Exposed and vulnerable. All for me. Babe, I'm about to spank you. I'll do it several times at a medium strength on different areas of your ass and thighs so you can decide what you like, and then I'll check in before we continue. Sound good? How did that feel? You liked it, huh? I'm glad to hear it. Would you like to take some more spanks for me? Same intensity as before? God, I know I said it already, but I love watching you react to my touch so fucking much. I like being the one giving you what you want and need. The one you trust to be in charge. To pay attention to your reactions and control the scene. Now I know how you like to be hit. Would you like me to work your pretty ass over? I'm thinking spanks, interspersed with scratches for good measure. Do you like that, baby? Yes? You want more? The scratching on top of the spanked flesh feels different than it did on your back, doesn't it? More intense, more sensitive. That's what combining sensation does, baby. Just like when I was licking and biting you, alternating the kinds of touch to make things more intense. Thank you for trusting me to do this with you. I told you I'd make sure you had fun, didn't I? Let's ease off the pain now. I'll start touching you more gently, move into more of a spooning position so I can hold you. Sound good? Just breathe deeply and listen to me while I talk you back to reality. Sometimes things feel overwhelming after bottoming to pain or intense sensation. It's okay. Endorphins and arousal were just flooding your body in ways you're not familiar with. And the way you feel is completely natural. And I'm right here with you. I have an idea. If you can, think about the best part of our scene while I rub your back. Find it and focus on it while the memory is still fresh. Think of how you'll describe it to me once you're completely back. Take your time. I'll rub your ass and massage your shoulders while we wait. We can switch later tonight, some other time, or not at all. There's no rush on what we do together. Ever. I love doing this with you. Using my hands to work you over while you were submissive and compliant below me for the first time. I hope you enjoyed everything too. But I want to remind you it's okay if you didn't. If there were any parts of our time together you didn't like or don't want to do again, you can just tell me. Honesty and vulnerability with partners is important. And doing this together means so much to me. I don't just want to make you feel good. I want you to feel safe. I'll keep touching you softly like this while I wait for your breathing to return to normal. Running my fingers along your shoulders, your back, your butt, massaging the tender places, rubbing out the sting. Can I please kiss you, baby?
Shh, shh, shh.
You don't need to move. I want to kiss where I've hurt you. I want to feel your hot flesh beneath my lips. And I want you to feel the softness, the coolness of their touch. Most of all, I want you to feel taken care of, babe. To feel comforted. Take all the time you need. I'm proud of you for trying new things. And I'm so excited to see where we go from here, baby.